DC, and this brings us to our, maybe we should talk about BART. DC 8828. San Francisco also has the worst homeless crisis per capita in the nation, and that's not new at all. John, let's talk about BART if you're
yeah.
So I used to commute on BART. I lived there for in San Francisco. I lived in Berkeley, and I used to commute into the city of San Francisco every morning. And this was in the mid 90s. And BART is an iconic mass transit system that dates. They started in 1972. At the time, there was basically mass transit was a disaster in the United States, and nobody was building new systems at all. BART was, along with the DC Metro, was like the two big systems that were like, we're going to get serious about mass transit. We're going to do it again, right? The energy crisis really drove it. And anyway, it spread throughout. And it's so now basically it's kind of like, not, I don't, for people who aren't familiar with San Francisco, I kind of want to explain. So in the city, you have the Muni system, right? Which is basically streetcars.
That's right.
And that go underground sometimes and that are out on the street at other times, not to be confused with the classic sort of tourist streetcars. And then there's a bus trolley system. That's sort of, and then BART is more like regional transit. So in New York, that would be something like the Long Island Railroad, the Metro North. It's more like the system they have MARTA in Atlanta, where it goes out into the suburbs, or DC Metro goes out into the suburbs. Anyway, the point is, it is a kind of a sketchy system. I mean, it's like there's not a lot of security. It feels like, you know, people smoke crack on the trains and stuff. It's also very expensive. Like if you wanted to take a BART from SFO to, like, say, the northern San Francisco Bay Area, it could easily be $14-15 one way. And so, you know, as opposed to like here in New York
City, insane,
where it's a flat fare, which is an effort to, you know, basically make the system equitable for people who are poor and live out in the sticks. You can take the train from the Bronx to Far Rockaway, Queens for, you know, a flat subway fare, which is like, I don't know, $3 these days.
Yeah, I think it's $3. Yep.
So anyway, I take it, but I don't know how much it is because I'm paying with my phone, right? So anyway, it's sort of, so I guess here, basically what's the BART administrators never recovered from the pandemic. They basically, a ridership is less than 50% of what it was in 2020. It's never coming back because of work at home, especially in, you know, a city where big tech is. So basically they're going to start, they have a $400 million a year annual loss. They're asking for a new sales tax to be approved by the Bay Area residents, but it doesn't look likely to pass because the San Franciscans seem to not really believe the supervisors of BART. So they're thinking of cutting back the trains, charging more for the fare, parking, no more trains after 9 p.m. instead of 12 midnight, laying off a quarter of all BART workers, closing 15 stations, all of which, of course, will reduce ridership even more. That's a doom loop, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's a doom loop. It's sort of like what we've seen in newspapering, right? You charge more and more for less and less, and, you know, people leave faster and faster. It's literally possible that by the end of 2027, you might be looking at the shutdown of a major mass transit system due that billions of dollars, by the way, a lot of federal dollars were invested into. I mean, what does this say about the state of the nation?
You know, we were talking yesterday, Ted, about defense spending. And here it is. This is exactly the problem with spending $1 trillion a year on defense. When the mass transit systems of the greatest country in the world are circling the drain. Why is it so difficult to get from one side of Los Angeles to the other? Does it take hours and hours to go from one side of Los Angeles to the other? It shouldn't.
And there's a little
tiny subway system. It goes about that far. It's full of homeless people sleeping on it.
Yep. It's gross. You can see the potential because insofar as it goes, if you ever find it convenient, I have taken it. And it's like, wow, this is really fast. If this went all over, this would be great, you know?
Yeah.
But it doesn't. Nice. And at least they're building there. What's going to happen here? I mean, do you think it would wake Americans up if, like, BART were to shut down, or just people who don't live in San Francisco or work in San Francisco just wouldn't care?
I think that nobody outside of San Francisco would care, because Republicans for so long have used San Francisco as a punching bag. That remember, there's even an app that the Republicans put out where it had a map of San Francisco and it would show you where human feces were on the street.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Look, they weren't wrong. I was last time the Cartoonist Convention was in San Fran, which is only a few years ago. I was on the Muni and some guy pulled his pants down and took a shit on the bus, on a moving bus. I'm a New Yorker. Okay. Oh, I don't gross out easy. It's like, and people were just like, whoa, whatever. You know, nobody got off. You know, people barely even moved out of the way to the other side of the car. It's like, this place is degenerate. No, I think people won't care, but it is shameful. And I don't know. I mean, to me, San Francisco also has a structural problem in its governance, which is that so much of the tax base is now down the peninsula. You know, in Mountain View, these big companies like
Google, and they're not sharing the wealth.
Right. So Palo Alto and Menlo Park and those municipalities get the money. I mean, it'd probably be wise if there was some kind of tax sharing thing, because basically it's very strange. I mean, in the old days when you and I were kids, people lived in the suburbs and commuted downtown to work.
Yes.
Here in San Francisco, the kids, the millennials, they live in San Francisco because it's fun and cool and Palo Alto is boring. And then they commute out to Palo Alto or whatever. And then they go back in. It's totally opposite. But that means they're paying their, you know, the companies they work at are down the peninsula.
Yes, it's right. It's backwards.
It's very weird.
And, you know, and then later urban planning called for like nodes to be built. So you build an office building in the middle of nowhere, but then you build housing and shopping around it. And
new urbanism.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I've
seen it work in some places.
I like San Francisco a lot. I really do. And I could live there if it didn't have the problem of homelessness and people shitting everywhere and, you know, stuff like that. It's an amazing city.
It is. I really blame the people, though. They don't stand up for themselves.
They don't.
Two quick stories. One time I'm walking down the street, I see someone like throw their litter down on the ground, like just like 5 feet away from a trash can. And I'm like, hey, dude, the trash can's right there. Before he can tell me to piss off, this other guy who's not even involved shoves me and goes, hey, man, he has his reasons. And I'm like, fuck off. And that's like, that's sort of like the San Francisco way. Like if someone's fucking around in traffic, like the light turns green, they don't go, and you give them a little beep. Other people will get mad at you for honking. There's no self-policing in the city of San Francisco. It's all the culture is everybody leave everybody alone. Everybody's cool. And then, so, you know, and I was talking one time on a stuck BART. I was like, does this happen all the time? The guys are, yeah, every day. I go, you guys don't raise hell. You guys don't go down to the transit authority and scream at them. No, what can you do? I'm like, go down to the transit authority and scream at them. New Yorkers do.
I remember moving to New York in 2003. And our first night there, my wife and I went for a walk. And just at the end of the walk, she stepped in a pile of shit. And she said, oh, no, I stepped in dog shit. And I said, you hope.
True. Want to support the show with style? Go to deprogram.live and check out our merch. That's deprogram.live, or check out the description below. Thanks for watching.